Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. That is all unqualified praises due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praises due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala alayna kitabun mubin. Praise be to Allah who sent down upon us His book most clear. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Praise be to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold. وَبَعَثَ نَبِيِّينَ مُبَاشِرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ and commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation or embarrassment. There is no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ To Him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِ الْخَيْرِ In His hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And he has power over all things. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad, to whom the Quran is revealed, is his slave servant, his last and final prophet. We say, اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, وعلى آله, upon his family, وصحبه, and upon his companions, أجمعين, all of them. وَيَا أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ
وَبَرَكَاتُهُ الحمد لله والجمعة مبارك أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا نطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا عظاما ولحما كسوى عظاما لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. This is this is from the 23rd chapter Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayahs 12 through 14, verses 12 through 14. An expression of these is, man, we did create from a quintessence of clay. Then we placed him in a drop of sperm in a place of complete rest, firmly fixed. Then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best of creators. A hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The English rendering is, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty and sublime, said, whoever shows enmity to someone devoted to me, I shall be at war with them. My servant draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties that I have enjoined upon him. And my servant continues to draw near to me with superaggregatory, that means sunnah, the superaggregatory works, so that I shall love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his feet with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him, and were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant him it. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful servant. He hates death, and I hate hurting him. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A reading from a publication, some conversations with Imam Waliuddin Muhammad rahimahullah, the book entitled Education, A Sacred Matter, speaking to the issue of Ahsanul Khaliqeen, Allah as the best of creators. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah said, God wants us to be creators. We hear the West talking about creators, man created this, man created that, how they want people to be creative and to work in this plant, that is this operation, let's say a Google or an Apple or someplace like that, okay, work in this plant. And they will give you a special room if you qualify. If they think you have a brain that they can really create for their company, they will give you a special room and you will sit in a very special environment and read whatever you want. You can write whatever comes to your mind. They will play the best music for you to listen to quietly, and they will not disturb you, all just to soothe your mind and soul while you work for them. That is why the big money, or that is what the big money people do. That shows you how much they think of creation and people creating. They believe you can become creators. God says, Ahsanul Khaliqeen. God is the best and most beautiful of creators. Well, who are the other creators he's mentioning? He didn't say one. He says he's the best of the creators. So he is saying there are other creators. Who are they? Angels never created anything. That's not their job. Their job is just to serve God, keep creation like he made it, and punish those who take it out of the plan he wants for it. Those are angels. So who is he talking about when he says angels? He's talking about man. And when we say man, we mean women. We mean women, too. I'm pretty sure that's a mistype. He's talking about creators. I said angels, should be creators. He's talking about man, and when we say man, we mean women, too. That is exactly what he's talking about. Muhammad said of the human intellect, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said God never created anything more useful and more productive than the human brain. That is what Muhammad, the prophet, said, and it is obvious all these things are the result of our brains. Imam Muhammad Rahim Alevish from page 55, Education, a Sacred Matter. This is the sixth installment on the subject, the signs in sajda, the signs in sajda. Sajda is the position of prayer where we are completely bowed down. Before the ending of the prayer, we make those sajdas, we make that, go into that position twice in the course of every rak'ah. So the subject matter is, the goal is to get to, okay, well, why the two sajdas? And we have been going by way of physical, mental, spiritual. Now we're transitioning from, we've covered the physical, and we're transitioning from the mental to the spiritual. Now, what are the two sajdas just straight up? This is not the end. This is just so that you can be with me as we take this ride, right? And that is, the two sajdas are a sign of how to attain the destiny in our potential. Brother and sister, understand this. God did not create us empty. God did not create us without something so unique and so special that it will only be realized if it is realized through us. When I say us, not just the collective, I'm talking about you. You're the us in that. There's something in you that the world won't see if you don't bring it out. And you can die with your blessing in you, but mashallah, that's a failure, quote unquote, of us in relationship to God. But I don't want to continue that. I just want you to understand that this potential and this destiny is signified when we make the two sajdas. Now, in the reading that we gave, there are seven movements. There are seven phases. Salalatin min tin, nutfatan fi qarar maqin, alaqatan mudghatan izama lahman, and then the seventh, khalqan akhara. Now, I have to tell you that the book that I just published, when I say just, what is it? February has been my publishing month, so as of February, we have it here, A Clear Path to Human Development. It elaborates on all of this 100%. I'm not inviting you to buy it. I'm just telling you that if you want details on how each of these plays out for your own development, that's the book. That's why I wrote it. That's what it's for. And mashallah, Allahu alam, mashallah, you're not going to find it anywhere else in the world. I know it's a big claim, isn't it? But you're not going to find it anywhere else in the world. Why? Because mashallah, it's for those who've been kept out. Those who've been kept out. I'm going to leave it right there. So each one of these has a detail. Now, the focus now is this transition from the mental to the spiritual. I want to qualify that spiritual. We're used to saying this thing spiritual, saying this word spiritual, but in reality, what it actually is, we don't quite understand it. But I'm going to mention three things, and I'm only focusing on one today. One today we're talking about creativity. Creativity, and specifically as it relates to how our brains and minds are affected by salat. Okay, it's continuation of that. Okay, so then the creativity. The other side of it is transcendence. Transcendence. What is transcendence? Transcendence is what's beyond the physical. Transcendence beyond the physical, right? See, and if you think with the Quran, then maybe you can get this right away. But I won't. Force you to try to start thinking about that right now. I want you to think about Abraham, alayhi salatu wasalam. You remember the picture of Abraham? It says, thus did we show Abraham the powers and the laws of the heavens and the earth that he might have certitude. That's the sixth chapter, the 75th through the 78th verse, something like that, okay? And you have that picture where Abraham wanted to know who God is and the reality of God. And so God gave us the revelation of how he came to understand God with that certitude. The way he got the certitude was by being shown the laws, the powers and the malakutu samawati wal ard, the power that governs the skies and the earth. That's what Abraham was given. But in order to get to quote unquote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you understand what I'm saying, meaning that level of certitude that is speaking of, he had to get beyond the star, the moon, and the sun. When he got beyond the star, the moon, and the sun, he said, oh, that's it. Okay, our millah is the millah of Ibrahim. Our way is the way of Abraham. Abraham is the model for us. He is the one that laid down the tracks for us to follow. He's the one whose footsteps we are to walk in. And if we are aligned with this, now I'm going to call it for the sake of this right here at this moment, the Abrahamic consciousness, then we are going to seek the same thing that Abraham was shown in order for him to get to where he was with God, then we have to follow the same path. We need to understand the powers and the laws of the heavens and the earth. Look at this world who has made us think that, you know, Negro, how you think you're going to understand the powers and the laws of the heavens and the earth? Well, that's how the world keeps us out. Keeps us out and say, nah, I'm too dumb. My daddy was dumb. My uncle was dumb. Nobody ever graduated from college in my house. And it's too late for me. Whatever. Whatever kind of stupid stuff that they put in our heads. Allah gave you the same mechanism, brain, neurology, et cetera, that he gave to every human being. It's no different. There's no white brain and a black brain, et cetera. It's one human brain. It's one human neuronomy, one human neurology, one human makeup. Some people are kept out of developing it, and others are brought into developing it, and that's to further eliminate the competition. And certainly, if I can get you to eliminate yourself, oh, that's easy. I can get you to count yourself out where you won't even use your brain to even think that you can go past where you are or somebody else has set the bar that you can't go beyond. Well, I got you. I'm moving on to somebody else. Shaitan. So in any case, so this Khalq al-Akhar, that's the seventh. That's the seventh. I'm just trying to give you a pattern so you understand. So each one of these movements, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Each one, you find those, you find them in those verses I just read off. All right? Now, when you pray, I won't go through the whole thing. But when you go through the prayer, so the second sajda is what? Seven. See, our ritual is a recipe. Put it like that. Our ritual is an algorithm. Our ritual is a code. Our ritual is which, if you learn how to read it and appreciate and respond to the motivational significance of what you read, then you can get to where God created you to go. But if you just go through prayer as a ritual, just go through it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just this is what your unconscious makeup is saying there. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. It'll be over in a minute. I guess I got some stuff I got to do. Let me see. Okay, now how much did I pay for that? Let me see. I mean, I think they charged me too much, right? Somewhere going off the line. Somewhere going off the line. Okay, hey, look. I think you charged me too much. Did you pray? What was it for? Oh, mashallah. We have to follow the spirit. This is the best spirit. Imam Muhammad. He said, if there is a silent letter in a word, then there's a secret in that word. Gnosis, silent letter in the word. Not going to go through it. Night, silent letter in the word. Sword, silent letter in the word. Science, silent letter in the word. What is it? There's a secret in all those words. But if nobody ever teaches you how to read those words, then you are locked out of the city. I've said it before. I guess I'm a veteran. I get to tell war stories more than once. Going to Egypt, when you go to Egypt, I'm going there. I mean, I was totally, Pollyanna or something, you know, whatever it was. You know, just naive. Let's put it like that. Grown man, naive. Amen. Naive. Going over there. I couldn't read the street sign. I couldn't read the menu. I couldn't talk to the taxi driver. Illiterate in that world. So how do you make progress in a world in which you're illiterate? Don't give me Famous Amos, because he can't even use his own name now. So let's move on from that. Okay? That's the world. The world we live in is not the physical, concrete world. We live in a metaphysical world. We live in a world that's transcendent to the physical. And it's a world that's governed by language. Long story. We're going to, inshallah, but let's move away from that. Right. When we go through a ritual, what is a ritual? A ritual is a rite. Ritual is a rite. But how you spell it? R-I-T-E. What about the word rite with that silent letter in it? W-R-I-T-E. So there must be a relationship between rite and rite. And the imam says also, for every homonym, there's a synonym. If they sound alike, then they're talking about the same thing. This is a constructed language. Do you understand? We live in a world that this language was made just like Disneyland was built. It's constructed to put people on certain rides, on certain trips. And if you ain't got the golden ticket, you're just going to go round and around and around. In any case, so right. Oh, what about the third one? There's right, W-R-I-T-E. There's right, R-I-T-E. And there's right. R-I-G-H-T. All homonyms. Right, right, right. Can't you see Shaitan giving us the slang? Right on, brother. Satan just laughing. They say right on. And I've been writing on him all the time. So if you don't know how to read the right, you're going to always be wrong. The rite is a code that has been written in the ritual. I'll say it again. The rite, R-I-T-E, is a code that has been written, W-R-I-T-T-E-N, in the ritual, R-I-T-U-A-L. So every time we make salat, we're speaking. We are speaking what has been written. What is it? This was written for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the angel Jibreel. That ritual is from God. That is a writing that is from God. That is a code that is from God. But we have to learn how to read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. It's not just about reading Arabic. You have to read the ritual. That's how you get to righteousness. But we've always been conditioned just to look at the word the way that the world has taught us to look at the word. Oh, righteousness, what does that mean? You're supposed to be good, be moral, be ethical, be spiritual, whatever. No, that's not what righteousness is. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the longest ayah of the verse, if not that one, it's the one on business, but certainly the ayatul birr 2177. It says, right, this is not that you turn your face to the east and to the west. And then it goes down the full list of things that really constitute righteousness. So, since righteousness is a word that was manufactured in this society to serve this society's elite and to manage the masses of this society, so then we need to look at that word also as a manufactured word that's serving a secret purpose. It's one that hides from those who don't know and reveals to those who do know. Righteousness. Right? If you have any idea about what's it called? Heraldry. You know, when they have those symbols, those shields, those royal shields, you know what I'm saying, with the swords, and then they have a lion on one side. Well, Paramount cigarettes, some of y'all know. Okay. That don't work. But my father, he used to smoke Paramount cigarettes. So that was one of those signs that just stands out on it. So there's a shield. So you might have a bunch of wheat on one part and then a lion on another part and then, you know, a lamp on another part. So it's like a shield but with a bunch of symbols on it. And those symbols actually represent what those people stand for. I don't know what the formal name of it is. But when you see it, that's the way I said, when that tribe or that group sees it, oh, okay, these are the most important things to our tribe, right? The thing that I'm pointing to is that when you have the angle of it leaning to the left or you have the angle of it leaning to the right, it can have like a sash. Like if you got a sash that goes over here or a sash that goes over here, right? What we got, /backslash. I want you to get right with me. /backslash, right? So one of the slashes leans one way and another leans the other way. The one that leans to the left is called sinister. The one that leans to the left is called sinister. What does sinister mean? Sinister means evil. So the one that leans to the right, I don't even know it now. I mean, I guess I got stopped when it said that means sinister. I guess I just stopped looking. So I don't know what the name of it when it's leaning to the right, but it's called right, right? We know it's right. So then if right is the opposite of left, then sinister is sinister, so right must be good. Good and evil, right? So goodness. So right means goodness. Hey, man, you ain't right, man. You know that ain't right. So right is meaning goodness. But we want to get beneath that because that's a level where you stop and you're going to miss something else. The left means unconscious. So many things we do with our left hand, the right-handed people, not the left-handed people, no, what is this? The left-handed people, your left hand is your right hand. What do you mean my left hand is my right hand? It means that that's the one that you consciously act with. You golf left-handed, you bat left-handed, you shoot left-handed, that's your right hand. That's the one that's conscious. Right? So the left is unconscious, and that's really where Shaitan does his work. He and his host watch you from a position you see them not. Where is he? In your unconscious makeup, hiding right there. Right? That's why he don't want no light down there. He's like, no, don't bring the light. I can't operate. So the left is unconscious because for formerly right-handed people, which is the majority of the world, Not better, not worse, it's just the majority. Allah is established. What Allah's truth is established in the majority. So the message is this, that the right is conscious. So taking a little bit of poetic license, rhetorical license, so righteous would be what? Conscious. And you put the other O-U-S on that, and make it work with some helping letters, consciousness. Right is consciousness. And the role of the ritual is to transform your potential. What's potential? Potential is capacity that you have, but it hasn't been realized. And we've got a lot of potential. He has the potential to become the face of the franchise. Is he that now? No. Why? He has to develop. So it is with our potential. Your and my potential, my hope is that we appreciate that we have potential beyond our measuring and beyond our imagination. I'm telling you, Allah has put that in us. Blessed is he, Quran says, who causes it to grow. This is our religion, brother and sister. This is the religion that we say, this is the religion, the quote-unquote, the way of life that brought you to Juma. What brought you to Juma is that I believe in Allah. I believe in Muhammad. I believe in al-Islam. I believe in the Quran. I believe al-Islam is the proper way of life. That's what brought you here. But if you are unconscious of its writing, if you are unconscious of what it is designed to do and the way it is designed to bring you to what it's promising, then that is a waste of your time, literally. So let's not do that. So this righteousness is to come to a place where you are conscious of your potential. When you're conscious of your, not just that you have it, but you have brought it out and you are using it. Now it's no longer potential. It's no longer capacity. It is capability. That's got to be a very important point for you, brother and sister. Capacity is like room capacity, right? You got room capacity. So if the room is not filled to capacity, then there's still more potential for it to be filled, right? When something is filled to capacity, then it has fulfilled its capability. What it's holding right now is demonstrating, okay, so much of its capability slash capacity is now in use, right? In industry, they talk about unused capacity. Unused capacity. What do you mean? I mean, there's a lot more that could come out of this, but we're not getting it out of that. Ask yourself. How much of who I am and what I am is unused capacity? Am I only good enough to do as much as I've done so far? Or am I capable of doing more? If I have the capacity for doing more, what's going to help me do more? And I'm saying to you, it is the religion consciously understood. When we consciously understand al-Islam and act in every moment, in that consciousness, when I make wudu, when I make salat, when I pay zakat, when I fast, with an awareness that this is all designed to take me to the full expression of my inherent capacity so I can become capable of doing what God created me to do. And you have to practice. You have to establish these practices consciously so that what grows in you is the ability to do what we said today, create. There are many things. You got this water. I got to pull up everything I touch. I got a fly that's messing with me right now. That's part of God's creation. Ooh, that's some good sweat up there. Let me get some of that. But listen. Do you think there was a time when toilet paper didn't exist? You should have said Kleenex, brother. You got your thing, what? Sending out the wrong message. Truth. So I don't know what that fly is going to do, what it's doing. This water. This rostrum. Everything that we're looking at came from where? Nothing. There was a time when it didn't exist. Somebody brought it into existence from non-existence. Toilet paper is a creation. Telephones are creation. Buildings are creation. Cameras are creation. Our shoes are creation. They're all a creation. Okay, what are you trying to tell me? Maybe it's time to end this part of the khutbah. I'll get you another creation, some raid or something. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm listening. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب آمين اللهم آمين. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. I don't know, my sweat must be tasty or something. All right. So we'll have to satisfy ourselves with just taking a couple of steps further. What we said regarding sajda, the second sajda is the seventh position in salah. 1, 2, 3, 4. First sajda, 5, 6, the jalsa, different term, qada, jalsa, qada, I believe it's one in the end, but both of them is julus. Sitting, 7, sitting is the 6, 7, sajda, and then either the prayer ends or it starts over with the next rakah. So the 7th position is equal to anshakna khalqan akhar, the creation of another creature. What is the other creature? Brother and sister, I want us to understand. It is our fully developed brain. Our fully developed brain. I'm talking about your neocortex. And all of the neurological functions of your nervous system. Everything that it does. That's the being, no, that's the machinery that Allah created for our souls to use in this universe, which is both seen and unseen, physical and metaphysical. If those words, I'm not comfortable with those words. What? What are you? Okay, what's your life about? I have a good job. You know, pay my taxes. Retire with my 401k. And that's pretty much it for me. Come on. If that's your attitude, you're a disappointment to God, and you will pay for it, here and hereafter. But since the majority of you don't fit into that category, the fact is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna Allah khalaqnakum min al-ardi nabat, Allah created you growing from the earth gradually like a plant. In the other book, we elaborate on that. And again, 100% of whatever comes from the book, it goes to the masjid. So I'm not pumping that at all for any prophet concern of mine. I'm just saying, if you really want to understand, you don't want to wait for the 15th part of this khutbah, you need to go ahead and get that and read, because it's there, most of it, I should say. So the soul, وَالنَّفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَاهَا, God says in the Quran, they make similitudes for God but forget their own creation. If we really knew
how special we are as a creation. You don't have to wait for Tony Robbins to tell you. You don't have to wait for Les Brown to tell you. You don't have to wait for the law of attraction to be understood and the secret and all that. God in the Quran and what the prophet has told us is enough, more than enough. In fact, it's the only thing that's really going to get you there. Because, mashallah, I'm not, you know, I'm not mad, I'm not hating anything like that, but I know that sometimes in our hunger to want to go higher and further and deeper and transcend, we wind up eating off the plates of these folks without an awareness. There's all kind of fish bones in that stuff, man. And one of the outstanding features of it is God is not easily acknowledged, if at all. It's always got to be some law that don't have a creator behind it. It doesn't have some quote-unquote conscious being. It's just a law. No, there's a creator with a will, and everything in creation is executing his will. Willingly or unwillingly, consciously or unconsciously. So Allah gave us this fantastic, find some other superlatives for it, magnificent reality. This body is just a tool to be used by the soul to extract from this universe, which is only a model of our unseen reality. When you look up, think about this. When you look up at the sky tonight, I pray Allah bless us with a clear sky. And if you can, you can even use your memory to remember one of the most beautiful skies that you've seen. You were out somewhere in a wide open space at night, and you looked up, and you just saw the blackness of the background, and you saw those stars against that black background, and they looked like diamonds that had been poured out over a velvet covering. You said, my, look at that. Look at that. And how much peace, how much awe it inspires in you. Now add this to that thought. You are looking at yourself in a mirror. Allah says in the Quran, Sifatullahi lati fatara an-nas alayha, the human being has been made on the same pattern that you see in creation. When you look at the creation, you are seeing a sign of your soul. Your body is absolutely, my word, absolutely small, to just put it lightly. You know, look at the galaxy and find the Earth in the galaxy. We're in the Milky Way. That's only one of them. Drawback, he's looking at those pictures from Hubble telescope, whatever. Okay, look at that. Okay, now find the Earth. Now, you can't find Earth, you know you can't find us. But look at it. Even though physiologically we are minuscule, subatomic, in relationship to this great universe, that universe is a sign of our soul. And it is a sign of our massive, must be some bigger words for that, massive potential. But you cannot begin to explore that until you make the second sajda. The first sajda is what position? Five. One, two, three, four, five. Who is that? Adam. You sit up. It's first sajda, right? I'm reading for you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm reading the right. Head down, sajda. First sajda. What's that? man in his first approach to the material creation, just like Adam and his wife in the garden. And he said, would that this could last forever. When he saw paradise and what God had made possible, he was just so overawed. He just exclaimed, would that this could last forever. Shaitan heard him. I'm not going to read At-Tabari, you know, and you'll find the whole story about, well, how did Satan get back in the garden to do this? Long story. But it's a great story. The point is that, would that this could last forever. Then Satan said, shall I not lead you to a kingdom that will never decay? Make America great again. Come on. So, shall I not lead you to a kingdom that will never decay? And Adam bit him and his wife. So he failed. But then what did he do? This is Adam right here, right? Everything I just talked about happened right there in 5. Then he failed. But then what did he do? He made tawbah. So when we sit up, what do we have to say? In that position, in that sixth position, we have to say, Allahumma ighfirli warhamni. What am I asking forgiveness for? For your first mistake. What was the mistake? You approached the material creation in the wrong way. You came at the material creation with an ego base, as opposed to being in complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you were hurt by it. Allahumma ighfirli warhamni. Now it's time for the second sajda. Now when you approach the creation, you approach the creation in accordance with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the realization of your inward potential for getting the best, the khair, and not the shar, out of the material creation. Brothers and sisters, that's what our prayer is designed to do. I've looked several times. We have a trainer in the audience. That's what they do. They train. They train. Hold on. Somebody comes and they say, I want this, I want that, I want to do this, I want to do that. Or I am athlete X, this is my sport, blah, blah, blah. So certain sports call for certain greater capacity in certain areas, whatever it might be, flexibility in the legs, you know, rotation in the arms, whatever it might be, sight, vision, here, I don't know. All of these different capacities call for different skills. All right, so a trainer has to know what that person does and what is required more for that person's skill area. And so they train to that with that focus so that when they walk away from the training and they're back on the field, on the court or whatever, doing what they're doing, they're strong in the area that they need to be strong because the trainer trained them in those areas that made them more proficient in the core skill area of their sport. I hope you understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one way of life, one set of ritual practices and beliefs, which universally make anyone better at anything they are doing when they do it consciously. A Muslim athlete is going to be better than a Muslim believing, conscious Muslim athlete is going to be better than his competition. A Muslim believing engineer is going to be better than their competition. A Muslim believing student is going to be the best in his class, in her class. A Muslim that's engaged in government and politics and culture and art, who is a believer and consciously is living out the way of life that they've accepted, they're going to be better than anyone else, whether the world accepts it or not, because the world has its ideas about, we ain't going to pay for that. It don't mean that they're not the best. It don't mean that they're not better. So, brothers and sisters, this second sajda, and it goes on. There will be, inshallah, number 7. When we get to that 7th level, and sha'nahu khalqan akhar,
Now you are in the position to begin to create and to create consciously. I want you to think with me on this final portion here. Is there anything you've been thinking about doing? Is there anything you've been thinking about bringing into existence? Is there anything that if you, weren't afraid or weren't doubtful, or any, that if I could, without any obstruction, this is what I would do? Do you have any thoughts like that? Well, the only thing that's stopping you is your doubts about your potential. That's all. You want to get all A's? If you're a student, you want to get all A's? What's stopping you? Only the doubt in you thinking that you can do that. Brother says, I'm just going to leave it wide open. It's just whatever. Well, I want my husband to be better. Okay. I want my wife to be better. I want my children to be better. Except there's a way of approaching all of those things creatively as a Muslim believer in God that can bring those things about, or at least, and some of the reasoning is that you just want to be have more peace. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may tell you, well, you've been trying to get peace this way. You don't get it that way. You go this way. And all I'm saying is that is where the potential is. So last thing on the, and we're going to go straight away from the brain. If I've already took you out to the universe right now, that we're going to go a little further next week. But let me just close this on the brain part here. When we make sajda, the heart is above the head and the blood flow goes towards the brain. So the frontal cortex is more enriched by the brain, by the blood to that part of the brain, and it enhances the alpha brain oscillation. I've said this before. The alpha brain oscillation are the ones that lead to relaxation, the ones that lead to leads to creative imagination. And the article that we were there, and we'll do more tomorrow on the broadcast, but the alpha brain wave is what feeds the creative capacity. So that's an affirmation that the ritual itself leads you to a practice which will cultivate the strength in the area that is designed to execute when you get fully there. When you get fully there, anshaknahu khalqan akhar, when you get to that fully developed and believing brain, that is going to now put you in a position to become a creator, put you in a position to bring things into existence that do not now exist. Bring things into existence that will only come into existence through the agency of your work and development. That's, you're gifted. You're gifted. Have you accepted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted you? And have you found that gift? And do you recognize that that gift is supported by the rights, R-I-T-E-S, of al-Islam? It's supporting you. Whatever you're into, it's supporting you. So when you break off, just like when you're in the prayer and you stop focusing on the prayer, you lose the positive alpha brainwave impact that prayer is supposed to bring. Likewise, if in your life you break off from practicing prayer and charity and fasting, etc., then you're slowing down the effect and the power of your potential to realize what you're working on. You wonder why it takes 10 years to do something that you saw somebody do 3 years. Because when you do it, you believe. When you don't do it, it's because you don't believe. You say whatever you want to say. Because you do what you believe. So to prove to yourself that you believe something, what do you do? Do it. All right. So inshallah, next week we carry forward. And inshallah, close down. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ألا وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد. كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we thank you for your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance, and protection. We beg you continue your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance, and protection over us. We beg you raise up as righteous Muslims with pure intentions. Purify us in our hearts, in our intention, our worship, and our thinking. Oh Allah, bless us to show gratitude for the great blessing that you have made and built in us and for us and blessed us with. Oh Allah, bless us to realize the sacred potential that you have put in us. Bless us to act on the ways that you have given us as a practice in al-Islam. Bless us not to cordon our life in such a way where we only live part of the religion and not the whole of it. Bless us, oh Allah, to be sincere in our desire to see others realize their potential and their wondrousness. And we pray you, dear Savior Allah, that you would help us become better aids and supports to each other in our desire to fulfill the aim that you have for us on this earth. Bless us to work with each other in order to build Ummah, in order to build the womb that our creativity will be cultivated in. Bless us not to be jealous of each other. Bless us not to be envious of each other. Bless us not to hate each other. Bless us to cooperate with each other. Bless us to support each other. Bless us to appreciate each other. Bless us to look at each one of us as the blessing that we are from you. Bless us to see each other as yours and not as ours. Bless us to recognize that your grace is unbounded, your mercy is unbounded, your power is unbounded. You are not defeatable, you are not approachable. And bless us to understand that when we are servants of yours, those who are enemies of ours are not enemies of ours. They have become enemies of yours. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ayya ala as-salah. Ayya ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah. Qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. لا
إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استووا استقيموا يرحمكم الله وثابكم الله make our roads straight and even leave no space between the shaitan and the advisor our roads on straight our hearts will agree just very brief announcements to make after Salah inshallah. No answer in the sun now. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط والذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لا ينبضون في الهتما وما أدراك ما الهتما نار الله المقدة التي تتعالي على الآفدة إنها عليهم محسدة في أمد ممددة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ذكر الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم له لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسيع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين تقبل الله just a couple of quick announcements brother and sister next Friday we have a special presentation under the facilitation of CARE also, there's also, it is the Muslim Heritage and Awareness Month. That is March was August. It's the Muslim Heritage and Awareness Month. So the mayor will be here with a special proclamation, and it's going to we're going to start Jumma a little early. Is that next week, 23rd? Yeah. Next Friday. We're going to start about 15 minutes early. Inshallah. Either way, we're gonna either start early or end early on the basis because her presentation is to be about 2:15, 2:30 or something like that. So 2:15, okay. So inshallah, all that's gonna be on the ground in that. This is the last day to register for a time to be grateful. It's gonna be in Los Angeles this year. And so the early bird rate, this is the last day for the early bird rate. And Imam Fahim Shuaib is going to be the special banquet keynote speaker for that event. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him to deliver. Inshallah, I'm still trying to figure it out. MashaAllah. Okay, so that's that. So you want to be there. You know, LA gives you a lot of stuff to do along with ATTBG. Yeah, see the announcement sheet for a very special letter we got from brothers who are incarcerated in Louisiana. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's in the newsletter. So you get the newsletter, you can follow through on that. Oh, I love my family, mashallah, Richmond. I love my family. That's August 24th. So that's next Saturday. I believe there's a flyer. There should be a flyer in the back. It's been an event that we have a lot of political involvement, a lot of social
service agency and like involvement, fun for the children, et cetera, all that on Saturday next week. I'm sorry, I don't have the address right in front of me, but get a flyer, and inshallah, it should be a wonderful event. 13th at McDonald, alhamdulillah. And I think there's a walk. Are they having a walk? Okay, mashallah. Okay. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.